an Elon, you can't certainly not, you can't climb on an Elon, you can't use it for support in any way. The din is, tonight I just want to say the din of, you can't take something off the Elon. If you left Kalim on the Elon, if Kalim, whatever it is, were left on an Elon or a high bush for that matter, doesn't have to be an Elon. If Meniach Shom Chavit Be'od Yom, also litlo mishon b'Shabbos. You can't take it off on Shabbos. This, even, so it's not that clear why that's called mishtamish be'ilon. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'atam da osru litlo b'Shabbos meha'ilon, mishun de v'kal yochol al yedei zeh li'ishoin olov." It's very easy to end up leaning on it, or al echad mi'anofov, or on a branch as you're extracting the thing. Because it's not called you're using the Elon while it's there. I mean, it was put there, let's say, Erev Shabbos. But for some reason, it's not clear to me. I don't know. It's not so clear why taking it off the Elon is also called Mishtamish B'Elon. But then the Mishnah Berurah says it's really a Gezerah because it will be, it's too easy or easily, you might easily come to lean on it. Yeah. Now there's a problem. A lot of times you're walking along and your talus gets caught in a bush, in a high bush, and whatever, would, or an Elon. I mean, whatever would be halachically considered an Elon. So you have a huge problem if taking, you know, extracting your talus from the, it's caught in something. If you pull something off the Elon, that is a major, major problem. You can't do that. You have to be very, very, very careful about that. But we're talking now, even if that won't happen, but what's the heter to, you know, pull it out and extract it? It's this problem of being mishtamish in an Elon, taking something off an Elon. So the Akronim talk about it. He bring there from the Shevet HaLevi that a heter, because it's neged ritzono, so they weren't, they didn't ask for taking it off because it's neged ritzono. You know, the isser is even if it's there unknowingly, but this is mamish neged ritzono. And I see there's a whole, Shlomo Zalman says a heter, like they look for heterim because I guess it's commonly happens. Maybe it's all based on the fact that, I don't know. So there's heterim. And the term seems to be pretty universal. Okay, but that's a heter if your talus gets stuck as you're walking along. But the issue to take something off an Elon, if it was left on it, your kids left something on a high bush. I said, oh, there's three puffin. And you can't take it off on Shabbos. Okay.